On ABC Radio Perth, as you've been hearing this morning, the death toll from the bushfire crisis in New South Wales has risen to 8 people after the tragic death of 2 volunteer firefighters overnight. The Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Rob Rogers, spoke to the media this morning.
I can confirm last night one of our fire tankers from Horsley Park was travelling down a road, and what appears to have happened is a tree has come down in front of that truck. That truck's impacted that tree and then rolled, resulting in the fatalities of 2 of our firefighters. Another 3 firefighters have been taken to hospital and are currently being assessed by hospital staff. Tree fall has been a problem across these fire grounds over this whole fire season. We've lost a number of fire tankers, and unfortunately, now this has obviously resulted in this fatality. And I think the fact that it just highlights the conditions that people are operating in, just how dangerous it is, and particularly after the main fire front passes through, these trees just get burnt and they just can come down at any particular time. So the Commissioner was out overnight with the families of the deceased firefighters, and obviously our efforts now will be on supporting the families through this awful period.
Rob Rogers there from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. 2 men killed, 32-year-old Jeff Keaton and 36-year-old Andrew O'Dwyer, both fathers to young children. Now, Dave Gossage is the president of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades here in WA and is with us this morning. Dave, a very sad day in the world of the Volunteer Bushfire Brigade. How did you react when you heard this news?
Very devastated, mate, I'll be honest with you. It's something that you never want to hear at any stage, you know, throughout your career. But unfortunately, the inherent dangerous situations that we as volunteers go into, we're going into these dangerous situations to make it safe for the general public. So there is always an element of risk there. And certainly the falling trees and how these guys tragically passed away is certainly something that's on our minds the whole time when we're firefighting, no matter whether we're firefighting here in WA or helping out our fellow volunteers over on the eastern seaboard.
For people who have never been face-to-face with a bushfire before, can you give us a sense of what it is like trying to keep safe when you're in that situation?
It's very harrowing, and unfortunately, until you personally experience that situation, you can't really assimilate with what it's really like, because when you and certainly I'm talking from experience here, having been in those situations over the last 38 years I've been doing it, and the fire just changes without notice at times, and there's nothing you can do about it. In the middle of the day it turns to sheer dead black night time, and you can't see in front of you. You've got all these elements around you of trees falling down, gusting winds from all directions, because the fire makes its own winds, especially when it gets very hot and in the hills environment with all the valleys. It's something that, we're very strong in our community of volunteers of looking out for each other. But unfortunately and tragically, sometimes accidents do happen, and it's not uncommon.
Sorry, Dave. At 9:13 on ABC Radio Perth and WA, you're with Barry Nichols, Lucy Bell, and the voice you've just been hearing, Dave Gossage, the president of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades here in WA. Dave, we have had a question from Woody, who would like to know, is there insurance for the families of volunteer firefighters for incidents just like this one?
Yes, certainly that's something the association fought hard with government many decades ago to actually put into place to ensure that the families are looked after should a tragedy like this occur. And you know, we have had a tragic loss in WA of volunteer firefighters being killed in the past, and those insurances have come in and supported the families. On top of that, the Bushfire Association has a what we call an emergency fund for our members, and naturally, when something happens, that's straight away there to support the family immediately, and we've done that on a number of occasions over the years. So the insurance for the WA Bushfire Brigades is by far the best around in the land, and we're proud that we've been able to get that in place to support volunteers.
Just while we've got you, the Prime Minister was criticised for being on holidays this week as these fires burned. Now, he's just cut that leave short and he's coming home. Do you think that criticism was justified?
No, not at all. And for those retired individuals that are using this tragedy to push their own industrial issues, hang your head in shame. It's an absolute disgrace that you are pushing a particular wheelbarrow when the nation and volunteers of this great land need your support, not radicals going off pushing their own political agenda.
Dave Gossage, thank you for that. So a comment there to end with what was stated by some of the former fire chiefs in terms of climate change, so linking the PM's absence with bushfires and climate change. So that's what that criticism was about. It is 11 minutes to 9 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.